as a nation is to properly steward what God has granted over the nation of Zambia. And as we begin to pray, I want every person to pray after me. And I want you to pray loudly. I want you to pray fervently as one that is willing to secure the deposits that God has released over the nation of Zambia over the last 9 years. Everyone under the sound of my voice, I want you to pray after me. Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Grant us grace.
Grant us grace.
To sustain.
To sustain.
The fire of revival.
The fire of revival.
Over the nation of Zambia.
Over the nation of Zambia.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
May the fire.
May the fire.
Over the nation of Zambia.
Over the nation of Zambia.
Be kept burning.
Be kept burning.
We secure.
We secure.
Each and every deposit.
Each and every deposit.
Over the nation of Zambia.
Over the nation of Zambia.
Pray in that direction. Pray for the security.
Father, we pray.
Father, we pray for the security
of the nation.
Of all every deposit.
Every deposit.
Over the nation of Zambia.
Nation.
We decree and we declare over the nation of Zambia that the things you have deposited over the nation will be sustained. We decree and we declare over the nation of Zambia that everything you have poured out will be sustained. We pray, oh God, for the things that have been deposited economically. We pray in the name of Jesus. We stand as citizens, as priests, and as kings. We decree and we declare that every deposit is sustained over the nation. Cry out to the Lord for the sustenance of every deposit. Oh, there is such a fire of God. Pray that it will be sustained. That the prayers over the last 9 years will not be lost over the nation of Zambia. The spiritual deposits on this altar of prayer will not be wasted over the nation of Zambia. Oh my God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Next, I want you to take it very, very personal. We are going to pray over families. We are going to pray over families. In Numbers chapter number 6, 24 to 26, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. In a time where many families are experiencing moral degradation, in a time where many children are trying to be caught early and the enemy is trying to catch them early to introduce all sorts of strange things, gatekeepers must arise and speak blessings over the families of the nation of Zambia. I want us to pray, and I want you to pray after me. Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Sustain the families.
Sustain the families.
Over the nation of Zambia.
Over the nation of Zambia.
That every family.
That every family.
Over the nation of Zambia.
Over the nation of Zambia.
Will experience revival.
Will experience revival.
Pray in that direction. We call forth the prodigals. We call forth everyone that is lost. We come against divorces in families. We pray that revival will begin in families. We decree and we declare over every family that revival will break out in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, Lord, that you'd begin to catch the children early. You'd begin to catch them early. My God, my God, my God. Pray and intercede. Pray and intercede that the prodigal husbands would return back home. We decree and we declare that women would begin to attend church with their husbands. We decree and we declare there is a restoration of priesthood in the home. We decree there is revival. Oh!
Praise the Lord. We continue in the same mode of prayer. Isaiah 43 and verse number 19. The Bible says, behold, I would do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I want us to lift up our voices over the nation of Zambia. We are praying after me. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Do a new thing.
Do a new thing.
Open a new season.
Open a new season.
Do something new.
Do something new.
Over the nation of Zambia.
Over the nation.
Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Father, we begin to declare that you are making a new way in the nation of Zambia. New things are happening. New things are happening. New opportunities. New job opportunities. New liftings in the land of Zambia. As we raise our voices, you are making a way in the dry places. Streams of waters in the dry places. Lord, arise over the nation of Zambia. Do something new in the household. Something new in the government. Something new in our schools. Something new in the marketplaces. Something new in the body of Christ. Something new in our education system. Lord, arise and do something new. Lord, we perceive it. We perceive it. There's something new. Something is being born. Something is being released over this nation. In the name of Jesus, Zambia, a new light is shining. Zambia, a new voice is arising. Zambia, Zambia, a new season, a new season, a new season, a new season. Lift up your voice and begin to thank God for the new things he's doing. Come on, in your family, in the church, in your workplace, lift up your voice and begin to thank him. Father, we glorify you.
Yes, Lord.
We glorify you.
Yes, Lord.
You are doing something new.
Yes, Lord.
Our nation is seeing a new light.
Yes, Lord.
Our nation is seeing new industries.
Yes, Lord.
Our nation is seeing new facilities for education.
Yes, Lord.
New opportunities for every citizen.
Yes, Lord.
Zambia, a new season.
Amen.
Arise and shine, for your light has come. Zambia, arise. Zambia, arise. Your light has come.
Just keep on thanking the Lord for your family and for Zambia. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in this country. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Let me hear a loud amen. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Are we all in agreement? One more time. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. And so shall it be. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In this same atmosphere of prayer, we're going to be guided.
And that was the opening prayer session that was led by Pastor Sham Chilombo and Pastor Gift Kaputula. And we're looking at securing national gains of the past 9 years, as well as declaring blessings over families and individuals and connecting to God's season of new beginnings. We're still here at the Lusaka Showgrounds, where we are having the National Day of Prayer, Fasting and Reconciliation, as well as Repentance. And at this particular time, just from the stage, I'm joined by Pastor Gift Kaputula and Pastor Sham Chilombo. Starting with you, Pastor Gift, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to this live broadcast on RCV. And you just ushered us in those prayer, as you were opening the prayer station with those points that were given there. Maybe just share with us the experience.
It's been a good experience, especially to see a lot of young people show up for a prayer meeting like this one. I think the past 9 years we've never had such a great turnout, especially from young people. It tells us there's a future for us, so the experience is amazing to see.
You've been holding stages while you've been pulling the crowds coming together in worship and just being in the presence of God. And so how is it for you being a minister?